Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Nadkin, who's two hats. He's the president of NALFA, North American Laminate Flooring Association, and also he's the vice president of Hardwood and Laminate for Mannington. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's good to catch up with you. I know I've caught you at an airport. I wanted to interview you about the celebration of 20th anniversary of NALFA. And focus on that. Before we get to that, though, a little background on you. You've been at Mannington. You call yourself a wood guy because you are in charge of hardwood and laminate at Mannington. And prior to that, actually spent 4.5 years with Armstrong. You've taken this role as president of NALFA. That presidency actually had been vacant for a while after Bill Deering's death, right?
Just for a short while. You know, the organization came together pretty quickly after the unfortunate passing of my good friend Bill Deering, and nominated me into the role, and I gladly accepted, although I had some pretty big shoes to fill.
Let's talk about Bill for a quick second, because you all honored him at this last meeting. He got involved in this business from the very get-go. He was brought in to help launch Pergo, did that for a while, and then went over to Torley's, and he was the head of NALFA from the very beginning. And served until his death. So I'm just curious, is NALFA, are you going to take this now for the next 20 years yourself, or have you put something else in place to make this change?
That's a great question. You know, we're a member-led organization, and I fully foresee that in the next few years, yet another person will step forward and lead the organization. You know, we have a great, very active membership among all of the largest laminate flooring producers in North America. So there's great backup for me within the organization.
I'd like to also go to our May issue of Floor Focus magazine and talk about the category from the last time we did a thorough analysis of it. It's about a $1 billion business at wholesale. And actually, I think from our calculations, went down 2 years ago, but last year actually grew a little bit. A lot of people have wondered what the effect of this LVT and WPC products have had on the category. And you look at a company like Shaw Industries, who makes a decision to, stay in the category, but quit making it. So you've got to wonder, you know, what threats are going on there. Kind of give us a feel for the competitive nature and how laminate is able to hold its own.
LVT had a very, I'll say, minimal effect on the category. But as the WPC and RigidCore products have begun to come in, without a doubt, they've had some impact on the category. And have taken share not only from surfaces like carpet and resilient sheet, but a little bit from laminate as well. I mean, the category remains extremely viable, extremely strong, but they have taken some nibbles out of it. And part of it is the simplicity in the selling story when it comes to these rigid core and WPC products, that there's kind of a single attribute that they focus in on, which is the waterproof nature of the product, and it's an easy thing to sell. What's kind of gotten lost, though, in the message is all of the great things that make laminate laminate. You know, first and foremost, it's bio-based. It's all wood fiber for the most part. It's still the most scratch-resistant product that you can get for your home. It's the most indentation-resistant product you can get for your home. And many of the manufacturers within NALFA have done significant R&D to make the product extremely moisture-proof.
Actually, we've been scratching our head a little bit as we've watched companies like Kronospan and Swiss Krono actually making more investments. So they obviously are bullish on the fact that laminate is here to stay, right?
It's not just those two. If you look across the membership of NALFA, nearly every single member has made some level of capital investment into the category over the past couple of years. We're all spending millions of dollars investing in the product category because ultimately we believe that as technologies continue to improve, the category is going to grow.
Does the homeowner actually come into the retail store and say, hey, I want to buy laminate? I mean, tell me a little bit about that interchange between the retailer and the end user.
I think some do. Laminate, to a certain extent, had a little bit of a black eye a couple of years ago, and it also, you know, has a general connotation that it's an inexpensive floor covering type. But the consumer typically walking in is looking for something that's going to perform well and look good over time. And as the retail salesperson helps guide them through the process, they'll realize what a great product laminate is. I can't do it, but I'd almost like to rename the product category just so you take that preliminary impression out of their mind.
When you start thinking about the way it's installed, is most of it professionally installed or is it a lot of DIY?
I think it's a mix of both. I would say it's probably 70% professionally installed and about 30% DIY. Mm-hmm. It is a category that can lend itself to that in that it's extremely easy to install. But I think there's more DIY out there or buy it yourself that it still remains professionally installed. And one of the things that NALFA does as an organization is train and certify both installers and inspectors for the product category.
All right. So when you start looking at a consumer who's looking for a wood look, this is probably the entry level price point wise for having the wood look, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's entry to upper end. I mean, at the price of an entry level hardwood, you can get some amazing designs in laminate. And that's honestly where most of us see a lot of the growth now, is at that kind of price point where a consumer first starts looking at whether it's engineered wood or rigid core LVT, those kind of price points.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big selling or enhancements that we've seen recently is this ability to make it water resistant, right?
That's absolutely correct. When you really think about it and you think about what a consumer cares about, she cares about if somebody spills a glass of wine on the floor. She cares about if, you know, some ice cubes fall out of a refrigerator and lay on the floor and they don't realize it.
Right.
She cares about kind of the everyday little mishaps. You know, this whole notion of waterproof is a little bit of a misnomer, only because if you have some kind of catastrophic flood, you know, your dishwasher floods the floor. I don't care if the floor is quote-unquote waterproof. It's still going to need to be taken up and replaced, because what happens is the water is going to find the path of least resistance, and it's going to get underneath the floor. And while that floor covering may be waterproof, what's underneath of it is not. And so no matter what, you know, waterproof is a little bit of a misnomer. What you're looking for is really life proof.
Right.
You know, the basic everyday things that happen.
Real quick, last question. I know the trade association is doing some things to make the consumer find some better information around it as a category. And I think you've enhanced your website and made it more consumer friendly, haven't you?
We have. We've repurposed the website to make it both more consumer as well as trade friendly. So we've kind of sectioned it off for professionals that are looking for information, whether it's installation or specification information, and then for consumers, more information about the category itself.
Okay, Dan. Well, I appreciate the update on the category. It's good to catch up with you. You've been talking to Dan Natkin, the president of the North American Laminate Flooring Association and also vice president of hardwood and laminate with Mannington, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.